From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
That's my beat. That's my beat. I just love that beat. There's something about that beat. Every week I hear that beat. That beat is smoking. I love it. That means the Bleed Blue Show is on. What's up, everybody? Big Blue Roundtable preview against the Bears. The Bleed Blue Show is on. What's happening? I ain't talking to you guys in a minute. Hey, you know, it is what it is, man. Welcome again. Hey, before I say anything else, I always forget this. I want you guys to remember that there's a Yankee show that Bleed Blue Show does on Mondays. On Tuesdays, we have the Ranger Proud show with the highlighting New York Rangers. Steven Ranger Proud hosts that one. And then there's the infamous Knickerbocker Ave show that comes on Wednesday evenings as well. So tune into those. This isn't the only one, but it's my favorite one. It's the Big Blue Roundtable. This one is the preview against the Bears, and this one is we're just basically going to, for the next hour, highlight what's going to happen on Sunday. Because we're the experts, we know better than anyone else. We're the most knowledgeable fan base there is. Yes, go look it up if you don't believe me. You're just a wonderful collection of frontliners and stakeholders that know the Bleed Blue family more than very well. Yes, we are. Oh, man. So to check us out on all these social media as well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look us up on YouTube, too. The Bleed Blue Show. Every time you put at Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, BleedBlueShow.com, you're going to find us. And you'll see that logo. It says Bleed Blue in big sky blue letters with the round headphones around it. You'll know. So what's happening? Well, we're trying to rectify ourselves after one game. We are 0-1, and I'm being kind when I say that. We are going to probably make quite a few adjustments, some that we didn't see or probably that we don't see coming, that will probably need to be made the last minute. We've got some key matchups I want to talk about with this Bears game, with the stakeholders and frontliners. I want to talk about what we expect our respective lines on each side of the ball to look like. We're going to talk about it's too early to talk about some things like red zone efficiency and things like that because, you know, that was only one game. So we have to give it a bit to marinate. But we're gonna work on all these things. Like I said, the number is 929-477-4121. Sorry, I messed that up. I am rusty. I have been away from y'all for a minute here. It's 4171, 929-477-4171 is the call-in number for your professor today. Man, I tell you, I'm almost afraid to press this one button here because I know y'all coming right at me. Because I see BB Nature there. I see Daddy Dogs there. Oh, my God, there's some people coming. Hey, do me a favor. Just come on and say your name. Say hello. Give a little shout-out to yourselves. Starting right here, everybody knows who this is. What's up? What's up, babe? Hey, talk. Okay, don't talk.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you. You knew I was looking right at the lady, Blue. You knew who was.
Sorry.
Who me. I was having
technical difficulties with the mute button.
Oh, okay.
Dang, mute
well,
button.
Yeah, that's
what's up,
yeah, that's
what's up my Giants
anyway.
Family? What's up, my Giants
family? Oh, everybody's
family?
Cool.
Glad to be here. Love everybody. And let's get going.
Let's get going. Stand by, Lady Blue. BB Nation is on the line. What's up, Chief? Come on, man. Where you at? I know you're there because I just talked to you. DB, you with the mute button too? What is going on
hey.
Here?
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up with y'all with the mute? Unmute your buttons if I holler at you, man. What's up with this?
All
you're
right.
Crazy as hell, man.
Sorry about that, but hey, welcome back, Chris. Welcome back, and let's get better.
You got it,
let's get better this week.
Let's get better. I'm waiting for you, man. I know you got fired, so I'm waiting on you in a minute. So we'll take care of that in a minute. Ray Sun, you on the line or what?
Yo, what's Ray good? Fun. What's good, Chris? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good? How you feeling? All right.
Man,
stand
I'm good
by,
right
bro.
Now,
stand
man.
Right. I can tell, man.
Yeah,
I'm all right,
cool.
All right. Stand by. I know who this is. The world knows who this is. Oh, my goodness. Here he comes. Let's have it, Manny Dogs.
What's going on with everything? Hey, man, it can't get no better than this. I just got some free casting, man. It's going to be a good day.
You crazy as hell is what you are. Thank you, homie. And finally, you're a sick man. We're going to have to have you committed. We'll look into it right after the show. And finally, you're going to have to forgive me. I've been away for a minute. I don't know who this is. Who's at the 747-5324? It's recognizable, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I got many names, you know, One Man Chain Gang, Ring Hat Man, all that. Big Sean, Brooklyn all day, West Coast. That's the West Coast number, you know, because I'm out on the West Coast, Cali.
You know, I am writing it down as we speak, and here we are. Aha! Big Sean in the house. What's up, Keith?
What's all up, right. brother? What's going
all
on?
All right. We got it. All right. Like I said, the number is 929-477-4171. Okay, y'all. So, let's set this up. Last week, okay, for Chicago, let's look at the Chicago side, okay? All right. Their defensive line against Detroit was not very disciplined. Oh, I want to ask you guys to mute your phones while you're at it. Now you can mute them. Now you can be nice and, you know, yeah, follow the direction. And they weren't that disciplined last week, okay? They allowed a lot of running lanes. You know, Chicago ran their ass off last week. They had about 150 yards. You're not used to them doing that with B.I. Cohen and the other cat. Now, that bodes well. And also, let me tell you something else. They got gassed like hell to Adrian Peterson. Okay, now if Adrian Peterson can do that, I think we have somebody that can handle the same way. But I don't want to talk about me. I want y'all to do this. I just want to say a few things. I am a little worried about Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller, who had big games against us last year. Well, they had pretty decent games last week, too. Trubisky, who I don't have any faith in either, threw three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. Again, this was the Lions, okay? And I don't know if they can repeat that kind of momentum yet, but I know they're feeling pretty good about themselves being up 1-0. Oh, 1-0, I should say. All right. I do believe a bounce back will be – well, it wasn't that bad to begin with, but I think Blake Martinez and Lenny Williams and Golden and Peppers and Lawrence, I think they could do their thing, man, this week. This is the perfect time to shine, but I'm really loving Rutlow Carter's play. I really am. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but he's clearly on the upswing. I'm not going to talk about Daniel Jones. I'll let y'all do that. 929-477-4171. Lady Blue, you are on the 3-minute clock. Let's swing into it, my dear.
What's up?
Let's just hope we don't
have a shit show like we did. I mean, I saw some things I liked, but we need to get better. But yes, without preseason, without, you know, you just can't do what you can do in practice without a real game. And we all know that.
I do.
Evan Engram needs to get his head out of his ass because I don't know what happened to him.
I agree with that too.
He needs to block better. He needs to hold on to the ball. He needs work. He needs to get the cobwebs and the rust out and do his thing. The offensive line, holy crap.
Oh boy.
I mean, they need to open up some holes for our Saquon Barkley. I mean, what did he have? Only 6 flipping yards rushing? That's it? The whole damn game? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
15
carries.
Yeah, I mean, that was horrid. I mean, they need to open up some lanes. They didn't do that bad in protecting. I did see what that DJ had an interview saying that on that 19-play drive, he was trying to throw the ball away, but he held the ball too late. And I'm sitting there saying, no shit, Sherlock. We all noticed that. But
he said that?
He said that?
Honestly?
Yeah. He said that he was trying to throw the ball away, but he held it on too long and he got hit. But
wonderful.
It's either that or that close to the goal line, just take a damn sack and live to see another play. But he'll learn. Like I said, he'll learn. He's still a baby. He's still a rookie. I did like seeing Peppers as a returner. He did pretty awesome. I was liking that. I was a little hesitant at first, but he did a good job. I want to see more Slayton and Shepard. I mean, the Daniel Jones to Slayton looked good. I mean, they were connecting. I want to see more Jones and Shepard. And our defense, we just need more pressure. And come on, cornerbacks. You know, I'm tired of them being like burnt toast. I mean, come on. You got to do more. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. I know Khalil Mack had limited practice, but I'm sure he'll be fine by Sunday. We just need to block his ass because I don't want to see Daniel Jones on the turf as much. They really need to keep their heads on a swivel with the Bears' defensive line. And our cornerbacks have to, you know, keep up with Ted Ginn Jr. and Jimmy Graham.
All right.
I know.
Wow, that was like perfect.
I just want to see a good game without injuries, and hopefully we can pull out the win. Other than that, we bleed blue for life.
Bleed blue. That's Lady Blue, everybody, the one and the only. Wow, that was pretty nicely fired. See, Lady Blue talks so even and keel about her wonderful team. You know, she's just really kind of, very proper, very polite because she knows, you know, she has all kinds of expectations or non-expectations and realistic ones of that about this team. The next caller, this guy DB Nation, is a little bit more fiery. So sit back, folks, because here it comes. The meat grinder is in the house, and he's on for 3 minutes. Do your thing, bro.
Hey, since you brought it up, the meat grinder, I still got to put Dave Gettleman face first in the meat grinder, man. I'm not impressed with this guy. I'm still not impressed with him. You don't get a pass. This is New York for crying out loud. This is some small little town in Rhode Island. This is New York. You got to do better. But, in terms of the Bears, I don't know if anyone wants the highlights of the games this past week. Bears have a lot of bright spots, except for minus Trubisky, because Trubisky's a bum. But one thing about the Giants' defense over the years, we have played to bum levels when we play against bums. So we can't do that. We got to somehow get pressure on Trubisky because he's not good. The whole world knows that. Bears fans, everyone knows it. We got to take advantage. They're like he's the type of person, you got to kick him when he's down. He's that type of person. So we got to do better. Like you said, those receivers they have are good. We got Robinson. They got the other speedy guy. I forgot his name. David Montgomery is a monster. He went to Iowa State.
Yes, he is.
That kid runs hard. He's a beast. Yeah. So he's not a blazer, but he'll break tackles. He'll get north and south, and he can make you miss. So that's going to be a nice little challenge for our defense, for everyone. Secondary linebackers to the first level, David Montgomery's a beast. And their O-line was giving Trubisky decent time. You know, and to comment on what Elaine said about Daniel Jones holding the ball too long, it's just the broken record is insane. Oh, let's melt the record. Let's melt Daniel Jones a little bit because what Daniel Jones needs to do, and I was telling many dogs this over the week, look at the Bills play the Jets. Those highlights, when you look at the awareness of Josh Allen, it's like Daniel Jones needs to be in the Josh Allen film room. Look at this guy's pocket presence. Look, they're almost built the same. Mechanically, Josh Allen is a stronger kid. But when you look at Daniel Jones and his lack of awareness, it's mind-boggling. Josh Allen can feel pressure. He steps up in the pocket. Nothing's there. Everyone's covered. He'll take off or throw the ball away. Now, don't get me wrong. He had a couple Daniel Jones issues where he fumbled. But I'm talking about that pocket presence where he fumbled when he was running the ball. But pocket presence is everything, and Daniel Jones just doesn't have it. So hopefully, magically, who knows, you know, he'll get smarter and more aware this week. Saquon Barkley, I don't know about the O-line. We got to see what they do against that front because they haven't proven themselves yet, even though they went up against a great, probably one of the best front sevens in the league. But either way, there's no excuse. Right. You got to do better. So hopefully they gel. There's like gorilla glue on everyone on that O-line. Get it together. You know, Evan Engram, he's a question mark to me now. Who knows if Evan Engram's going to show up. He's hurt a lot. And Jabril Peppers, a lot of people don't know, he went to Michigan. This guy's a monster. He's a monster at returning. Jabril Peppers is a great kickoff return special teams, punt return guy. He's an animal. So, you know, it's just that he's a starter too, but he did it at Michigan. So it looks like he's doing it in the league. One thing I also noticed real quick on defense, Patrick Graham on those highlights, when you have all 11 players line up on the line of scrimmage, it doesn't matter if everyone's Deion Sanders or Ed Reed. That's hard. From an alignment standpoint, I was looking at the defense in that second half, all of the Giants, everyone was lined up with the linemen. So if a receiver gets on a line.
Hold on, because I'm going to ask a matchup question. So you got to save that for that.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a matchup question. My matchup question is next. So hold on, bro. I need you to hold up so y'all can come back around you.
All right.
Okay. 929-477-4171. I want everybody to do a quick reminder. Make sure you like the Bleed Blue Show FB fan page. Okay, they got video episodes and highlights and video breakdown and 9 yards. Okay, Rayson is up. 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Show. Rayson, you on for 3 minutes at Bleed Blue Show, sir.
Yo, what's good, man? Listen, I got to break down the three aspects, offense, defense, and special teams. I'm going to start off with the offense. Run blocking was trash. Pass blocking was okay. Daniel Jones, he played aggressive, but he needs to learn how to cut down on the mistakes. Defense, I like how the front four kept putting pressure on Ben all night. That really surprised me. Defense need to do better cornerback-wise. I mean, I know that the Pittsburgh has great receivers and all, but we need to get better at that. Special team, we actually did pretty good. But overall, I feel that this Giants team in this one game proved me that compared to last year, we are doing slight bit better. Now, I'm not saying we're doing great. No, we got a lot of work to do. But, you know, I feel that this team right here is catching on already, despite the fact that we didn't have no preseason. But overall, man, I mean, that offensive line got a block for Saquon. They got to make holes for him, man. If we can't make holes for him, how is Saquon going to run? And I know we played a terrific defense, but they need to learn how to make holes for Saquon, because if not, Saquon's going to get killed all season. You know what I'm saying? And so overall, I just feel that, I wasn't expecting to us to win, but I've seen some improvements already, and let's just hope that keeps going. And that's all I got to say, man.
All right. Hey, son, everybody. On the Bleed Blue Show, 929-477-4171. The Incredible Manny Dogs is on the line. Here you go.
Yeah, man.
Talk to you.
Here's what it is, man. I saw a lot of potential last week, and I saw a lot of shit show last week as well. I'm hoping this week our defensive coordinator sticks to the script and he don't try to get cute. He tried to get cute last week. Against the run, we were doing very well in the first half. And then for some reason, he switched up his strategy in the second half and the running lane started opening up. I believe last week we were in it. We were fighting. That Daniel Jones interception was absolutely horrendous, and it was back-breaking. After that interception in the red zone by the goal line, the wheels fell off, and we couldn't bounce back. And and I can't even say I blame them. You know, that's a long. We took up the whole third quarter, and when you take up a whole quarter, mm-hmm. you got to come out with points. You can't end up in a turnover. I'm excited for Lowe Carter this week. I think we're going to harass Trubisky, and Trubisky's just not consistent enough to where if we put some pressure on him, I really believe he's going to give us a couple. He's going to give us a couple balls, man. I wasn't too mad with our DBs. I don't know why I keep hearing people talk about how kind of DBs are struggling. No one killed us last week. I know we gave up two touchdowns to Juju, but they were short touchdowns. We weren't getting killed. No one had 100 yards. No one had even 70 yards. So, I'm looking forward to us having a more solid game from the defense. I think if we stick to the script, we'll be able to handle that run game. Now, offensively, the passing lanes are there. Daniel Jones had plenty of time last week. So pass protection isn't the issue with our offensive line. It's going to be adjusting to our run zones. Now, I got to look at a little more film, but I believe we're trying to run a zone run offensive scheme. And I don't think we have the offensive line speed to run a zone run against this defensive front coming up. I know we're going to do matchup stuff a little later, but I don't think we have that speed. I think, you know, when we come out, we got Toilet Bowl Tuilolo and Caden Smith. those two tight ends. Listen, Toilet Bowl Tuilolo will not get you. Listen, I don't know if you've seen that catch, man. That catch, it took him 2.5 hours to turn the corner. But what he can do is block. Exactly. That's Toilet Bowl Tuilolo, baby. What he can do
That's
is block
terrible.
him and Caden Smith. And as far as Evan Engram goes, you know how I felt from the time we drafted him. He was a big receiver. I said that when we drafted him, and I'll say it today. He's a big slot receiver. He's not an all-around tight end. He's not a blocking tight end. Don't try to make him one. I think we got to stop trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, okay?
It's
not going to work. He's got to be who he is. Put him in the slot and make him a mismatch. Make him a mismatch on third down, second down. I think our every down tight end will be Caden Smith. I think he's more of a real natural tight end. And then Toilet Bowl will be the guy to come in when we want to ground and pound. So that's what I'm looking forward to this week. Joe Judge has got to be able to make better decisions. And I'm looking forward to him improving this week, too. So that's all I got. Bleed blue, baby.
Manny Dogs. Stand by, Manny Dogs. I got some. Hey, listen, I got an announcement for everybody. Let me tell you something. You guys got to do these confidence picks. You remember how it goes, you know, from 1-4. This week, I'm going to tell you right now so you'll be ready for me in case the show runs slow. Runs quick. So here you go. It's Rams at Eagles. Bills at Dolphins, Vikings at Colts, and, of course, the Giants at Bears. Rams at Eagles, Bills at Dolphins, Vikings at Colts, Giants at Bears. And also, you got to do your survivor pick, man. You know how that goes. Anyway, moving right along. Big Sean's on the line. Big Sean, give us a 3-minute spiel, you.
Okay. I'm trying to be as nice as possible. People, we all know nobody played preseason games. So what you see is what you probably was going to get, even if we did preseason games. So,
Sean, where you at, man? Because you – okay, very good. All right, you're back. Okay, got it.
Did you hear me?
Continue. Yeah, you kind of went out of space for a minute, but you're all right. Okay, got it.
All right. Overall, I did see some promising things. My thing is, I start with the coaches. They need to be more aware and more focused. In the beginning of the game, when we were driving the first drive and Daniel Jones did fumble, but we recovered it in the end zone, that could have been 7 points instead of just 3. But instead, we just let the play go on because they didn't want the officials to know that he fumbled. Got to be on point with that. So I was a little bit disappointed on that. We could have started off with 7. Daniel Jones. Before I even get to Daniel Jones, I think Jason Garrett did do a good job in play calling, which surprised me a little bit. Daniel Jones, he had two interceptions, as we know. One, I don't put against him. The other one was stupid as can be. First one, he got fooled. Watch jumped up, intercepted the ball, no problem. Of course, that last one, we're driving the whole third quarter. Yeah, pocket presence. Everybody already talked about it. You got to know somebody's coming as fast as they are. Like, come on, man. This has nothing to do with being a rookie. Look, you got to get rid of the ball, period. End of discussion. As far as the offensive line, did pretty good to what they was going up against. And I believe, and I've been saying this for years now, why are we still playing this one-back offense? Because as far as I see, with Saquon, with whoever in the backfield, it doesn't work. Why don't we have a fullback all the time? Lead blocker. Mm-hmm. Got to help people out. You know what? Doing this two-minute offense for the whole game, maybe sometimes we need to just, okay, let's huddle up. We already got them. All right, people, this who you block, that's who you got. Let's go to the line. Let's do what we need to do. Slow the game down. Pittsburgh did it because at the end of the game, third, fourth quarter, really the first quarter, of course, they were running all over us because, of course, the defense was on the field. It was tight. And they had a fullback lead blocking. That's how they were getting their yards. The defense really surprised me. The defensive line, they did put pressure all the time. I give it to them. The cornerbacks look like the three stooges out there, but really the two stooges because they kept bumping into each other. You get beat when you look like fools getting beat. That's ridiculous. I mean, hopefully we can get better against Chicago because if not, those next six, seven games are very brutal. Y'all can get hit.
Wow. That's Big Sean, everybody. You heard him. And listen, man, I'm very interested in your key matchup too when we come back around. So stand by, bro. Again, this is the big blue round favor. Preview against the Bears for week 2, 929-477-4171. The definition of lit himself is on the line. What's up, Jason?
So, you know, I just wanted to help DB Nation, the other fellow that receiver that we need to watch out for is Tariq Cohn. Tariq Cohn, you know, 5'6", 5'7", guy, multi-talented. You can line him, obviously, up wide out in the slot or a kick returner. But Tariq Cohn, he's a pretty badass dude. I talked to Manny Dogs the past couple days, and I really, 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 really liked his insight. Dude.
Go ahead. Continue.
So I was just going to say, really good insight. But the main thing is what we need to focus on, because right now we're having our preseason. And it's very imperative to find out if we're going to march the starters out. If the starters are not producing, I say this all the time, if they're not going to produce, they shouldn't play. You know, we got to find out what our offensive identity is, who's going to be with us going forward. If Zeitler probably is going to be cut after this year, let's put in Pert. If Nick Gates is just going to be a Band-Aid, let's put in number 66, Lemieux. Let's start them to gel now. The first four games are pretty much going to be our preseason. We have I hate to say this, but we have low expectations for what our record is going to be, unfortunately. But let's start it right now. This is a rebuild. This is a rebrand. Why are we marching out people that are just failing? I don't want to fail. I don't want to go to war with failures. I don't want to lose. But if we're going to lose, let's lose with our future. Because I don't think we're going out there with two guys that are going to be part of our future after next year. So the sooner we can get our offensive identity to solidify who's going to protect Daniel Jones, let's go ahead and do this. The other thing I wanted to mention, which was pretty good banter, I would love to have OBJ back. But while David Gettleman is still the general manager, that will never happen.
I don't know. Well, that's another discussion. That's not. It was far-fetched, I'd say, about 3 or 4 months ago, Liz, but I don't know now. Things are changing.
Listen.
NFL is in a bubble, too, in their own little way.
Chris, if you were to trade – Chris, real quick, then I'll go. If you were David Gettleman, you would be eating major, major crow to bring him back, eating major crow again.
Yeah, but, you know, David Gettleman is on a short lease himself. But that's another story, man. That's another story. I'll definitely cover that at the – remember, you guys, post-game. Post-game against the Bears. Call in here, please. Call. I want to hear what the hell you think, and I want the discussion to continue. But we'll discuss that on Sunday, sure, Dave, because that – like you just alluded to, this was one game. And after this, after game number two, this is sort of a preseason for us, we will know for sure. So, Jay, I'll be back to you in a few minutes, man, because we have to move on. With Carl. Carl, what's up, Chief?
Christopher, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir. Hey, you want 3 minutes, man. Do your spiel. Do your thing. Do your thing. We want to hear you.
So, you know, I went back and I rewatched the game on from Monday night yesterday. It was interesting, I thought, for the most part. You know, when we think back to I thought about this as the game was progressing a second time, and I think a lot of us don't really have a set projection for what we want from this team this season. You know, in the sort of run up after the game, there was one side of the coin that figured, hey, this is a new team with new players, new coaching staff. Let's evaluate it based on that. And then there's another side that's out there that is saying, okay, this is the third year of the reflushing of the roster. Thus, if the coach was fired last year because there was a belief that the team should have been better than what it was, then it should be a reasonable expectation then that the team is better than what it showed last year. There's two sort of sides of the coin on that. And I'm on the side that believes that the team should be, if we believe that the team has improved or was to be improved last year and underachieved, then that means that there's more talent on this roster than is being produced on the field right now. And so from that, I'm looking at this team, and that's why I have a standard for this season. Basically, if you look at the metrics and just say, hey, win-loss record, offense, defense, special teams, whatever they finished in last year, is it a reasonable expectation to look at them and say that they should be not markedly improved? That may be a little asking too much, but is a 30% jump in performance a reasonable request? Like if the running game finished 25th last year, is asking them to finish 15th a fair request? I think it is. And because at the end of the year, what we need to have is a situation where we're looking at about 20 guys on the roster, maybe more than that, but let's just say 20 guys, and say, okay, these guys are part of the future that when this team is going to be really good next year, that there is without a doubt, they are part of the future. If after this season we come away still saying, boy, we need a lot of help, that is not a good sign 3 years in. There's just no way.
No, it's not.
There's no way you can flush out the roster for 3 years, replace all the guys on the roster, and then still say, wait a second, we need far more players than we already have. That should not have happened between free agency, the draft, and undrafted players and trades. That mix has to come together at some point. We can't keep pushing the can and say, oh, in 3 years, 3 years from now, we'll be good. That can't happen.
Go ahead and keep making that point. I'm interested in what you – yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Carl.
And, you know, one thing that – and also one thing that came out of the game as well, and I don't know if you guys talked about it. I called in a little bit late. Saquon Barkley's pass blocking and route running, after rewatching the tape, he made a nice block on one play that I believe that led to a touchdown. But a couple of these other ones, what is going on here? And I see Tiki Barber made mention about this
the
last 2 days.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's going to be part of the next question, which is the matchups
okay.
and what we must – key things that we're going into this game. But let me tell you something. I gotta add on to what you just said, Carl. For me, I mean, I think everything you said was on point. But what's daunting and stands out to me out of all the numbers is that we've won 13 games in the last 4 years. Okay? And oh, this franchise is worth $4 billion. I have a problem with that. So either we got to flush the whole thing out next year, or and the Mariners is going to have to stop being nice, and or we're just going to continue to shit. That's it. Or as Manny Dogs would say, have diarrhea. That's it. I'm tired. You know what? I'm really, really tired of always. We never know what we have. You know what I mean? And I'm talking to all of you guys on this line right now. You know, we never know what we have. We always, well, if the offensive line, we go into each season, the offensive line needs to do this. I hope this guy produces, or I don't know, Eli's old. It's always something. It's always something, and it's never anything, you know, hardcore. I don't know. But you have a lot. You have a really, really valid point. And I'm going to bring that to the next line of questioning, which is key matchups, you guys. We got to run through this one real quick because I want to get you guys some picks this week. But real quick, Billy Bob, are you in your feelings, sir? Because I know you're around.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
Talk to me, man. Go ahead. You got 3 minutes before we go to the next question. Do your thing.
All right, 3 minutes. It's so crazy how I'm seeing everybody in the uproar. When I was going crazy about this, like going on a rant about Mr. Saquon Barkley not blocking, I explained that to y'all before that Detroit game and then that Jets game. Now everybody going crazy like Saquon can't block.
Hey, I apologize to you, bro. You remember that?
You probably did, but I'm just saying I'm watching how everybody just somehow just started picking up. This is where I'm at with it. I'm like, if I can sit here and pinpoint this talent since last year, not everybody just not picking up on it. I want to know what all the coaches are looking at, and that leads me to the question of like what do they look at when they're looking at Ingram. Like when you're in practice, y'all not know that Ingram's not a tight end. I mean, I can honestly say our actual tight end on our team. I'm just telling you, I know your personnel. Our actual tight end on our team is Golden Tate. And that is so crazy. He's our possession tight end / receiver. And that is so crazy. Nobody, I want to say, just look, it's pissing me off right now that I got to go through this here. And then the simple fact that we got to go get Jason Garrett. Do y'all know what Jason Garrett basically just did? He just did the same thing at Dallas. On first down, being predictable. Giving this man the ball on first down. Like, that was so predictable. It was like watching Dallas all over again. And I told y'all, this year, I knew that the Giants could move the ball up and down the field. I was just like, can we focus on the red zone? Know your personnel. Let's get to the point. It's driving me crazy how I just watched Pat Shurmur take a Denver team. I'm looking at Pat Shurmur with Drew, whatever his name, move the ball. I'm like, you couldn't do this with us? Y'all laughing, but I'm like, okay, is there a problem with our coach, our coaching staff? Are we not seeing talent? Do we know how to coach? Do we know how to, like, identify our players on what they are good at? I mean, what seems to be the problem? Because it's driving me crazy, like, to see all this. It's like, oh, my God, it's just hurting me to see all this again. Cause I'm like, I'm watching Jason Garrett from the pool, the same stunt what Pat Shurmur did. If y'all can't get together, if we can't get the right personnel on that field, we're just going to be wasting talent. Because I'm like this here. The Giants had talent running in and out that door. I just think they're not being coached properly. Even though that was the first game, I expected more. It was more. I'm looking at Ingram. I'm like, Ingram, how you can't run a route in the red zone? It was simple. It was a play action. All you had to do was just roll out and catch the ball.
All right. Well, hold up. All right. Okay. So hold up. Let's do this. Let's do this. And we got to do this quick, everybody. Got to do this quick, everybody, because I want to get to the picture. Final thought. All right. Look, I want to know what you guys on. We have a game coming up on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time against these Bears. I want to know what you guys think is the key matchup that is critical to our winning this game. Or maybe there might be two key matchups, maybe two or three matchups. You never know. But I want to know what you think. That's really where I'm headed, because whatever you say here, I want to see how that comes to fruition on Sunday. So let's start from the top again, Lady Blue. Key matchup, if any, what you got?
Well, I don't know who's going to be matched up with who, but my biggest thing is our corners keeping up with their wide receivers. That's going to be key,
okay.
And also our O-line being able to able to keep Daniel Jones upright.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't put up much. They didn't attack Stafford too hard last week, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Lady Blue.
We'll see.
All right.
You know every week is a different week.
Oh. I know it is. I know. Girl. Don't remind me. DB Nation, same question.
Yeah, matchup-wise, first and foremost, the O-line. Let's see if they fall down again like they did last week. Second matchup is Daniel Jones versus his own peanut dinosaur brain in the pocket. We'll see if he grows some sort of balls in the pocket. And lastly, I would say the corner, the Bears have a rookie corner from Utah. I forgot his name. He wore number one at Utah. That kid's a beast. So I'm pretty sure they're probably going to put him on big play slate, even though the NFL doesn't have an answer for him. But I think that's going to be a matchup thing where they want to put the rookie for the Bears out there on big play slate. Lee Blue.
That's right, because big play Slay is definitely blowing up. I looked at the fantasy leagues this week, and oh my goodness, everybody's on to him. All right, Rayson, matchups.
Matchup. Well,
yeah.
I'm waiting to see this defensive Giants defensive line against the O line. If they keep coming up with pressure, I can see the Giants getting a couple sacks in this game. And also, my other matchup will be this O line we got. They need to open up holes for Saquon, man. They need to, man. If they want to get the run game going, they need to open up holes for him, man. Because if not, Saquon's gonna have a long season, man. That's all I got, man.
Gotcha, brother. So that's that matchup right there. The Incredible Matty Dog.
Yo, man, listen, these are the matchups I'm looking at. I'm going to try to be quick. It'll be our O-line versus their D-line in run lanes. Now, we saw Adrian Peterson have a really good success. We'll see if they can do the same. However, I don't expect that. I expect a lot of run blitzing. Why? Because we struggled against blitz. I also see a lot of blitzing coming from them in the pass game, because if you blitz, you got to keep Saquon in the backfield, which we'll have to see some screen games, some short passing to get them out of that. The other key element that I'm looking at is Blake Martinez going to actually stop the run the entire game? What I saw, he had some crap, garbage time tackles, man, and it was 12. He had 12 tackles. Everybody, it was a great game. But I saw some of that Green Bay shit creeping out where he's making tackles from behind and chasing and running from behind. So we're going to have to be stout up front because they're coming off a good running game, man. And I'm not worried about our DBs as much as everybody else, but I do worry about who's going to cover Tariq Cohen out the backfield.
Got it. That's the Incredible Manny Dogs. By the way, y'all, Robbie Quinn is coming back for them. That should make – they think he's going to make a difference. Big Sean, what do you see? What you seeing for the Chicago game?
I mean, it's to me simple. Their wide receivers, our DBs, cornerbacks. If we don't look like fools, we should win the game easily.
What about pass protection? You worried about anything like that?
Oh, not really, because like I said, I really felt like my Giants did, especially with a top five defense against the Steelers, they did pretty well. I mean, I think they'll do well against Chicago. I don't see really no problems. I see if Daniel Jones don't do nothing stupid, no turnovers, we should win. I think Saquon I want to say Saquon is going to have a good game, but I don't think so because, like someone else said earlier, the way he's running, I believe, is the problem. If he tries to leap over some more people, he's going to get cracked. He ain't going to be making it through the season. I think he picks and chooses the wrong holes to even try to run through, even though they really hasn't been no holes. It's just the way, instead of him just running, he's not really running to create a hole. That's why I keep saying he needs a fullback or someone blocking ahead of him to create certain holes. I don't think he's that type of back that'll break a hole open. That's the problem. Mm-hmm.
All right. Gotcha. That's Big Sean, everybody. The definition of luck.
So, I see this as a matchup of Pagano, Lazar, and Nagy versus Graham, Garrett, and Joe Judge. I look at it as like the game, I mean, it can go either way, but this is all about the head coaches, the DC, and the OC that is going to pretty much determine the outcome of this game within the chess match of the game itself. Pagano's no slouch. Lazar is an okay OC. But, you know, Matt Nagy, he's an up-and-coming, head coach. So this is going to be a game about coaching and who comes out on top. Because, again, like we all talk about, it's all about coaching.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Carl, you're up, sir. Looking at again, matchups-wise.
So I want to highlight one particular matchup that I think might be in play. Now, the guys have been mentioning, and Lady Blue mentioned as well, about the receivers against the Giants. Secondary, but I'm going to highlight a specific matchup within that matchup, and that is Anthony Miller of the Bears against Darnay Holmes, the slot corner of the Giants. I think we talked about this last week. I think I mentioned a bit about the lack of quality from the Giants' slot corner position, and the Steelers took advantage of that on Monday night, and Holmes on Monday night was targeted. I have my numbers here. He was targeted 6 times. The Steelers completed 5 passes for 56 yards. Now, that if you're going to get 83% of your passes completed against you at about a 9-yard clip, that has, you can't have that. And otherwise, because here's what the two things happen. One, anytime you want to get a first down, all I got to do is just dial that play up right over the middle of the field. You saw it on Monday night. Whenever the Steelers really needed some plays, they ran those routes, those crossing routes, right in the middle of the field, and dudes were wide open. Giants were trying to play man. Didn't matter. They just ran them across the field, and they got first downs out of it. And I think that's what the Bears should do. Actually, I thought the Steelers' game plan offensively was terrible. I don't know why they were trying to run the ball early in the game. I thought they should have just come out and just passed the ball all over the lot and forced the Giants to stop them. Because really, at no point did the Giants' pass defense really make a stand in the game at any point? Maybe somebody else saw something else. So if I'm the Bears coming up on this game play, I would just come out and I'm throwing the ball deep. I'm throwing the ball all over the lot, and I'm forcing the Giants to stop it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me pick up something that was just mentioned about – I should have mentioned it on the last part about Saquon and the fullback. Saquon, since he's been in college, has never run with the fullback. There are some running backs that are out there that feel as if their vision is hampered by having a fullback in front of them, thus hampering their ability to create based on that. And I believe there was something in college that was mentioned about it, and it's happened in the league. If you notice, the Giants, since he's been in the league, even with Shermer, they didn't run with the fullback. So this is not something that's new. I believe that is a thing that is specifically directed to him, where he feels much more comfortable having a single back set where he is able to see and not have any crowd in his vision. Thus, that's the reason. Now, you want to say, hey, let's put a fullback out there. Well, that's not He's never had that since he was at Penn State. It's never happened. Look at all the tapes. It's never happened. Okay. So if that's the case, then that's something that the Giants are just going to have to deal with. Unfortunately, for his height and his weight and his skill set and his muscles and all that, he does run with power. If you think about it, if you watch him, he does not run with power, which is strikingly alarming for a person of size.
Okay.
It's like a guy who's 7 feet tall who only takes 3-point shots.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that now, you notice. But anyway, all right, that's Carl, everybody. Billy Bob, real quick before we get to the picks, what's your matchup?
My matchup is the tape is out on us already. There's nothing to be looking forward to or anything. Everybody know, can the Giants pick up blitz? And that's going to be forever out there. This is why they're going to keep throwing this blitz down our throat, because unless we pick it up, that's all they're going to be playing us. And as far as I stand down there at home, he was a rookie. They know to target him. And that's the matchup. We probably see this game coming up anyways. They're going to do the same thing they did last year to us when they were targeting Ballantyne because he was a rookie. Now they got somebody new to target. So I won't be surprised if we see that. They targeting the rookie cornerback. So they're going to take a pace from last. I mean, they're going to pull out what they did to us last year. With Ballantyne was huffing and puffing on the field, couldn't get no breather. And I'm expecting them to do the same thing at home because Pittsburgh did it at home. They were like, how can we get somebody open? Let's pick on a rookie. Let's put him on these rub routes. He was a rookie. I expected that. But I want to see, can the Giants adjust? Can we adjust to some of the things that are predictably coming our way? Like, I want to see Ken, like, I mean, I'm very sure the tape is out that we can't score in the red zone. We can't pick up blitz. And they're going to attack our rookie, the rookie cornerback. Can the Giants handle that? And this is something I don't even have to look at films to understand. I can just look at the game one time and understand that. Corey Ballantyne got his ass kicked last year at the Bears game. They're going to see if they can catch him again. If they don't catch him, they got holes to go pick on. So I want to see, can the Giants handle that and pick up the blitz? Other than that, I already know what they expect.
Okay, so let me ask you this while I got you here. I want you to go ahead, and give me your confidence. Give me your confidence pick this week. Rams at the Eagles. And you know how this goes from 1 to 4, with 1 being the most confident, 4 being the least confident, or however, I forgot exactly how you're supposed to say it. But you know what I'm talking about. So, Billy Bob, give me a pick, man. Rams at Eagles.
I got the Rams. Confident.
You got it. Yeah. What's the confidence level you got there, man?
One being the what now? Hello, you heard me? One being the one.
Okay. Bills at Dolphins.
Bills.
Vikings at Colts.
Confident. Two?
Yeah. That Vikings at Colts. They're in Indianapolis. Vikings at Colts.
Vikings. Confident level. Confident level out of 3, I think. Yeah.
And Giants at Bears.
Listen, it's hard to root against my team, baby. I'm going with the Giants, baby. I'm sticking with us, even though all this garbage I'm talking. You Giants. Confidence level?
Okay, yeah.
No.
You got a survivor pick for next week? I don't even have the schedule in front of me, man. Let me find the schedule. Do you have a survivor pick? Somebody that you know is definitely gonna win this upcoming week?
I don't have it on my head.
Hold up.
Let's go with Green Bay.
Green Bay. Here it is.
Green Bay.
Got it. All right, Lady Blue.
Real simple. Ready? 1 Bills, 2 Rams, 3 Vikings, 4 Giants, and yeah, my pick was the Packers for suicide.
Got it. That's my girl. DB.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm also going to go 1 Bills. I'm going to go 2 Rams. I'm going to go 3 Colts and 4 Giants.
Got it.
Okay. Rayson, where you at, Rayson? Rayson.
Yo, I'm right here, man.
Okay. Rams and Eagles.
All right. I got Rams. What's the next season?
Uh-huh.
I got Rams 3, conference level 3. What's the next one?
Bills and Dolphins.
Bills, conference 3.
Okay. Well, you already said 3. You got to have one. You have one. You can't do the same number. 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, So I got on the second one, I got 4.
Okay. Vikings and Colts.
I got Vikings confidence level 2.
And Giants at Bills, at Bears.
Giants, I got Giants 4.
Got it. Thank you. All right. Maddie Dogs, real quick.
Hey, man, mine is pretty simple. Rams 3, Bills very confident 4, Vikings 1. Giants 2, and my survivor pick is San Francisco over the Jets.
Bam. Bam. That's my boy. Big Sean.
I guess I go from top to bottom. Bills confident, so I'm going to take that as number 4. Was it the Rams and Philly? Rams number 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Indianapolis over the Vikings. That's number 2. And number 1, the Giants.
Did you pick the 49ers
over
last week as your survivor?
Yeah, I sure did.
Guess what? You eliminated. So don't tell me about it, though. Sorry, bro. Anyway, Mitch.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Chris. So we got Rams. Rams, Bills, Vikings, Giants, and my survivor pick is Seattle over New England.
Okay, no number. You ain't got to put them on any confidence pick? No confidence?
From top to bottom. Top to bottom. Top is the high, Giants are the low.
Okay. Got it. All right, thank you. Thank you, Lit. Carl, you're the last one up.
All right. No survivor this week. The cold pick I had last night,
right.
Went to buy. So let me go Vikings with 1. Let me go Eagles with 2. I'm worried about that one. And then, tough call here. Buffalo 3. And I don't like this. I don't like these good defense matchups right now for the Giants until they play somebody who's not good on defense. So I got to take Chicago with all here.
No problem. Okay, I got Steve. Steve's got Bills 4, Colts 3, Rams 2, Bears 1. Mine is where the hell am I at? I got Rams, Bills, Colts, Bears. 1 through 4. All right, everybody. I ain't got a lot of time because we've been talking our asses off. So here we go. I need 20 seconds, everybody. Final thought, starting with the fantastic Lady Blue.
Let's go and be productive, no injuries, and get that win. Go Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue, love. Talk to you soon, okay? Billy Bob. Give me 20 seconds, brother. I know you're fiery, but give me 20 seconds, bro. Billy Bob, where you at? Billy Bob, mute button. We'll be back to Billy Bob. DB Nation.
Yes, sir. O-line has to block. They got to make that happen. Daniel Jones has to get an awareness clock in his head because pass protection hasn't been bad. Run blocking, opening up holes, Daniel Jones awareness. Bleed Blue.
Got it. Bleed Blue. Ray Sun.
Yeah,
all I got to say is offensive line needs to make some damn holes for Saquon. And I really believe in Joe Judge, and we will turn it around, hopefully. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Matty Dogs.
Win this game. We're going to win this game. I would like to see a fullback as well, but the reason why we don't have one a lot is because we run a zone scheme, and the zone scheme is designed for cutbacks, fullbacks getting away. That's the thought process behind that.
Got it. Big Sean.
There's some bullshit with the survivor pick. Bleed boo.
Lynn.
So this is pretty much a proven game for Evan Engram. It's time to put up or shut up. If he can't put up, it's just time to make a move on from him.
Lee Blue. Carl.
I'm going to say the same thing five times here. Block somebody, block somebody, block somebody, block somebody, block somebody. That's all I got.
All right, and everybody knows this was the Bleed Blue Show. Speaking for Lady Blue, Carl, Billy Bob, DB Nation, Racing, Big Sean, Definition of the List. Hey, this has been a blast. Remember, on all of social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards, y'all know how it goes. Remember to like us on the Bleed Blue fan page on Facebook. Check us out with the video highlights, the video breakdowns, the video episodes, and all of that good old stuff. Check us out also on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Steve, where you at? This is your professor signing off. Hey, man, you know we're going to win this game. We're going to win this game on Sunday, and that's all there's going to be to it. Hey, y'all, Bleed Blue, and I'll talk to y'all on Sunday evening, all right? Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop.